I am having trouble finding the story that I wanted.
Well, do you want me to hold off for a second or what?
Well, I mean, it should be right here. Why is it gone?
I don't know. I got a fucking fart, dude. Oh, man, that might be a little something else. Oh, nah. There you go. That was kind of one of those ones that itch your asshole a little bit.
Dude, I can smell it from here, bro.
You ready?
Why is it so hard?
Damn, okay, that was a good setup, too.
Nah, that was probably... Okay, here it is. I found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
All right. In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun,
you know,
here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're
listening, we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It is Grump Day. 2GE. Two grumpy elephants.
Traces all around.
My boy Jake. We're going to try to make you laugh a little bit tonight. Real quick, shout out to everybody that, you know, followed us on Facebook last night and today. That's awesome. Just getting started on that. We should start. I'm going to start posting all the links to the videos to that. So if you are more familiar with Facebook, you won't have to stray off that to get the shows. But we also are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify at the moment.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Send us some comments. Maybe some stories you might want us to mention or anything we may have missed. Or
you can email us at 2 grumpyelephants at gmail.com.
That's right. Okay, so I have to be real careful about this story, Jake. I have to be extremely, extremely careful about this story.
For whose sake?
For all involved, actually. So we had a tragedy. I'm sorry?
I said, is this a fat people story? Don't start offending me.
Well, dude, I'm in that group too, bro. Have you seen my cankles? I mean, you know. No, but we had a tragedy this week. And it was close to home, you know. There was a, you know, massive wreck on 70 this week. And a 3-year-old died. And, you know, it was a bad wreck. It was right in front of, near where we worked. You know, my wife heard about it. She texted me because she's always worried, you know, with idiots on the road and shit, because we drive a lot. You know, she's always, anytime she hears something like that, she's looking me up to see where I'm at. Okay, but here's the problem. This happened around 11-ish time. 11 o'clock. Let's just say 11 o'clock. At 11:30, we had we had some geniuses in the comment section of that news story. I mean, just the brightest bulb on the fucking tree. And the, what was their first comment to be? Well, maybe. Okay, hold on. Let me go back.
You haven't told the story yet.
Let me go back. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm a little pissed off about it. Okay, so the story reads like this. I'm going to read you the story. A 3-year-old child killed when driver crashes into cars at stoplight on US 70. That's all you know. That's it. That's all you know at that moment, at that time. This was on May 25th. Okay, so May 25th at 1:01 p.m. I got on not long after at 1 o'clock and just went and read what it said. Okay, so it says 3-year-old child died in car crash when a driver hit two vehicles at a stoplight Tuesday morning on Highway 70. Official response to the call of a reckless driver at around 11. That's where I was getting the 11 o'clock thing from. Police followed the driver with the blue lights on for less than a minute. Remember that. Okay. Less than a minute before the suspect hit a car and a truck stopped at the intersection. I'm not going to go into details of any of that, okay? Just remember what I just said. So what do you think the first comment was? The very first one.
He is mean to the listener.
I'm just setting it up because the first comment was, why were the police chasing someone in that kind of traffic? And the next comment was, why did the police think they need to pull over somebody when there's potential danger to others? Okay. Then others were saying, this dude was drunk. And I read you what they knew at the time. Okay. That's all they knew. Now, if people had just waited a little while, I have heard stories. WRL said there wasn't a high-speed chase. As soon as the cops turned on the blue light to do a routine pullover, you know what I'm saying? They spotted the vehicle in question. They tried to pull it over. During all that, well, turns out there was a report that the dude was having a medical issue. Okay? Wasn't drunk. Had a medical issue. Now, I'm not seeing that anymore, but that was on WRL for a little while. So it may have changed, but we didn't know that. But what pissed me off was the first thought was, why did the cops try to pull him over? Well, here's a fucking clue, because all the cops knew at the time was this dude was breaking the law. Okay? Please, sit this one out. You don't know shit. Quit trying to be first and still be fucking wrong. I would love to blast your name right now on this fucking podcast. So, I mean, I would love to, because I would love to show everybody how fucking stupid you look right now.
Well, go ahead and do it. They do that with everybody else. They do that with everybody else.
But she got everything wrong. Not one thing was she right about. Not one. She was wrong about everything. Even her profile picture made me sick. Okay? It's one thing to be first, but you do somehow need to manage enough time to get the facts to be somewhat right. You are wrong in every category with your sensitive, insensitive bullshit response to blaming the cops for they didn't even know nothing. Was it a high-speed chase? Nowhere in that story did it say a high-speed pursuit. It was a routine traffic stop that they tried to pull this guy over. And he may have been having a medical issue, which was causing his reckless driving. Now, this dude has been charged with driving in a 75 and a 55 and reckless driving.
God damn.
And there may be more charges filed later. Now, dude, if this dude was having a medical emergency, or whether it be a stroke or a heart attack or whatever it was, because there's nothing about it now. I can't find it anywhere. What a dumb bitch you are, okay? What a dumb bitch you are. Because you are so ready to blame the cops and push your bullshit agenda and your twisted fucking opinion that you didn't give a shit about what really happened. About the lady that lost her daughter. The dude that's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life. Shame on you, dumbass. You are a piece of garbage. That's what you are. I have nothing but loathing for you. You are nothing but a speck of trash. And I hope you got your likes, and I hope you got your comments, and I hope you got your little fame, but you, to me, are garbage. You are insensitive, and you have no class and no self-respect of anybody or anything. All you cared about was being fucking first, and in that. Shame on you. That's all I got to say. But I was pissed, dude. Because, I mean, it's a tragedy. And this is going on. And all she was trying to do was push her bit warped-ass agenda that they've been toting for the last year and a half now. And the cops were doing their job. It had nothing to do with the cops. If this dude was having a medical emergency, it had nothing to do with the cops. So, if you haven't seen something dumb today, go to the comment sections. You'll find every dumbass liberal you want. That's
well,
all
you
need to do.
You know, what gets me about the situation is the whole fucking,
where are the cops pulling people over?
Right, and let's just say,
it's
okay,
their fucking
let's just
job,
say,
you dumb cunt.
Exactly. But let's just say that we had more facts, and this dude was running from the police, and he was drunk, and he was putting other people's lives in danger. The job of a police officer is to stop him from doing anyone harm.
Find / locate threat, neutralize.
Neutralize. Terminate. The threat. Okay? Now, I probably shouldn't have said that word because then now we're going to be, you know, thinking it's okay to kill people. That is not what I'm saying. But what I am saying
is, it's okay for them.
If you are breaking the law, I am so sick. I am up to here, Jake. I am up to here with this fucking already blaming the cop for nothing. You have nothing. But what I read you right there, nothing to go on that it was a high-speed pursuit or he was running. All it said was the fleeing. Fleeing could be a slow chase. Fleeing could be a trot. You had nothing. You went with it. You saw an opportunity to push your agenda and speak your bullshit, and you went with it, regardless of who was involved. A lady lost her daughter. But all you cared about was being first and being stupid.
Yep, yep.
That's it. And that's the kind of shit I am sick of, dude.
I'm telling you, dude, you know what? Okay, so do you remember when we sat down about 20 minutes ago and I was in shambles?
Yeah, I know. I was, that's why I had to bite my tongue. Because I'm right there with you, brother.
I was in fucking shambles. I told Jason, I said, I was like, dude, I'm just so fucking pissed. I'm just so angry. He asked, well, what's going on, man? What's wrong? I said, there's fucking liberals. They can't stay in their own lane.
Right.
And stay out of shit they don't know about.
Absolutely nothing. They are the most uninformed, ill-advised. I'm trying to stop myself. a great deal right now, because this shit could go off the rails very easily for me. But with what was involved in that incident, and for your lack of compassion and empathy right there, prove to me that you don't give a shit about nobody but yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See?
And, you know, it's things like these. It's these little events that all build up. These exactly. Little thing after little thing that, you know, when we met, you know, I considered myself right-leaning and tried to be a little bit more middle of the road on certain things. But it's yeah. These little things that continuously add up that I swear to God are they're fucking radicalizing me.
Yeah.
At this point, it's really hard to take something into consideration when at this point, I just feel like if you're liberal, shut the fuck up. I don't want you around me. I don't want to read your fucking comment. I don't.
Absolutely.
You want our world to look like a Grand Theft Auto lobby.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the whites leveling up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll go a little further. It's not that they're trying to rewrite the history books. They're trying to erase things that happened. They're trying to change it and warp it into something that it's not. And you can't pick up the paper. You can't watch a television show. You can't even listen to music no more.
No.
You can't watch a sporting event anymore. You can't go to the grocery store anymore without politics in your face. It's my choice whether I want to wear a fucking mask or not. It's none of your fucking business. So my new saying is go fuck yourself / go grump yourself. Okay?
Have you heard of these dumb bastards saying like, yeah, we know it's okay to not wear a mask, but if I don't wear a mask, I'll look like a Republican.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That's all they've ever been, Jake. It's always been about the optics. It's never been about principles. It's never been about convictions. It's always been about optics. How do I look, feeling, and act
this
way?
It's all a fucking costume.
It's a fucking cosplay. That's all it is. That's all it is. And no offense to the people that actually do that, because some of them are pretty cool.
It's like cosplaying
it's
a cuck.
Charade. It's a charade. They don't give a shit.
No.
All they want is what you can do for me. What happened to is not what your country could do for you, but it's what you could do for your country. What happened to that shit? What happened to helping your fellow man? What happened to that shit? What happened to helping your neighbor? What happened to that shit? I'll tell you what happened to that shit. Liberals.
Yep.
Happened to that shit.
Yep.
Feminist. Happened to that shit.
Yep.
That's what fucking happened. You get what you want. You get what you want. You get what you vote for. You get what you deserve.
Yep. Yep. You want to talk about helping your fellow man. How about don't fucking do this whole ratting out your neighbor for not wearing a mask bullshit that was going on at the beginning of this?
What happened to snitches get stitches?
What happened to if we're talking about your community and your fellow man, whatever happened to purchasing a pack of cigarettes with a real $20 bill?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, bitches.
Happy anniversary. I mean, we're celebrating criminals. We're celebrating, anarchy. You know, it's, you know, I had to stop myself sometime because I can get so mad. I will fucking start crying. That's my problem. That's my weakness. I will get so mad that the emotions just, that's where they go. If you start seeing me crying, brother fucker, you better get the fuck out of my way, because I'm pissed. That's my mark. You know, that's my tail.
If you start fucking crying on this podcast, I'm going to start thinking we got a liberal around here.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, And when I get to that point of madness, and liberals can bring that out of me, but it takes a while. I don't give them that satisfaction, but it does get to me sometimes when your disregard for human life, your disregard for an unbelievably sad tragedy, but because you wanted to be first on the
WRAL
story, because you wanted to be trendy and you wanted to be first and you wanted to be, you know, educated looking motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch.
Dude, yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. I mean, really. Fuck.
Fucking.
Look at me. I'm a liberal. I like to suck cock.
Okay, look. You know, full disclosure, there were people up there saying the same thing I'm saying now. You know, there were your people trying to, you know, get these people to shut the fuck up.
That's just not going to be up there for too long. It's WRAL.
I'm pretty sure they were already deleting comments anyway. The shit that I was trying to screenshot for this podcast was gone. You know, now, and like I said, I've been watching the same post, and they'll update that post. Okay, that post earlier said that this guy may have been having a medical problem. Okay, now it does not say that. But regardless of what it says at this point, when that shit came out at 101, we knew nothing but a wreck had happened, and this was the cause. We did not know that he was drunk. We did not know that he was having a medical issue. We did not know that there was a high-speed pursuit. But this bitch thought it was okay to go ahead and blame the police, push her bullshit agenda, and just have total disregard for any empathy or you know, compassion. It was all about being the dumb bitch on top. Well, I hope you got it. I hope you feel good about it. But if I ever find out who this person really is and ever run into him on the street, I will have many, many words to say.
Do you hear that, Linda Stewart? He's coming.
It won't know Linda Stewart. I don't even know who the fuck that is. But it's one of those accounts where you probably don't. It's probably a
bot.
You know, some keyboard. It may have been a bot. But, motherfucker, it pissed me off, you know. But, I mean, it was a sad day. It was a tragedy, and it, real life happened that day. You know what I mean? So, we're not talking what you're seeing on TV. This was real. What, you got a hash brown? Fish filet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit look. What is it? Hash brown?
Potato cake.
Motherfucker, you head up for lunch.
Kinda.
But all right, so that's my opening story. I know it's not funny. I know it's not fun to always talk about stories like this, but this is important. Because we need to get back to a place where we're not just trying to be the first one on a fucking news article spewing garbage. No.
If I can get the facts right, if I can get the whole story together, and I have the ability to consume this material,
yeah,
and take this true material and formulate my own opinion on what I think should have happened or maybe shouldn't have happened, and then take that opinion and put it on something like this podcast. You know, that's what I long for, and
I would have, yeah.
If
I would have never done this, or go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If we could all take that stance, and you know, if I'm wrong about something, fucking right here, motherfuckers, leave it in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Shoot us an email. You know, do what you got to do. But this whole first
and wrong. All right, you noticed the way I talked about this story. I wasn't assuming anything other than this dumb bitch is stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but I would have never done this story if I didn't have enough information. I was waiting to get the information before I even told you what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't even going to talk about it. Okay? So, you know, it's one thing to be first, but, you know, to be so wrong.
Yeah.
And being called out during the comment thread and never. I wanted so bad, Jake, to go back to that comment and say, look how fucking wrong you were. You could not have been more wrong. If there was any more wrongdoing, you would have already done it. There was no way for you to be more wrong. Okay? This guy may or may not have been drinking. I don't know that. But I did see a story where he was having a medical problem. Now, look what he has to live with. This dude was 39 years old. He's got a lot of life to live. Okay? He has to live with that. Let's look at the mother. Look what she lost. And all you cared about was blaming the cops. That was your first thought. That was your go-to. That was your stand. When you were wrong and you look stupid, and fuck you. That's all I got to say about it. Fuck you.
Do you want to take a quick break to reset?
We do need to reset because it's going to be hard to transition.
Transition, yeah. I got to take a shit as well. Let's take 10, 15.
Please cut that out. Yeah. All right. And we're back, guys. Sorry, we took a little break there. It got real intense, so we wanted to get a breather so, you know, we can set up the next segment of the show. You know, I know sometimes things aren't fun to talk about, but sometimes you have to call people out. And when you see wrongdoing. So just so you don't think everything is doom and gloom, we want to bring a little funny today. That's what we enjoy. That's our comfort zone, is to laugh, try to make you laugh, try to make your day better while you're listening to us at work. You know, so we're going to try to do that. And we got a new game that we're going to play called, well, what do we call it? Two wrongs don't make a right?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. So basically what it is we got three news stories. Okay. Two of them are fake. And one of them is legitimately real to the best of our knowledge. Okay? It's not our fault if the incredible news networks make the shit up. We're just giving you what they gave us. Okay? So, Jay, here's how it works. I'm going to read you off a story at one at a time. And you'll have three questions about that said story. And try to determine whether it's a phony story or a true story or a true headline. Let me rephrase that. The headline is either true or not. Okay. At the end of all the stories been told, then you will make your decision and hopefully a lot of jokes and laughing on the way. Okay. So if you're ready, I will read out the first story.
What's the first one?
Okay. And let me get set up here because, I mean, I...
Fuck. Well, this will get cut out.
Got...
All right.
Are we there?
We're there.
Okay, so the first story comes from CNN. CNN introduces a new segment where they rant about what Trump would have tweeted if he hadn't got kicked off of Twitter. Okay? New York, CNN's Brian Stelter has introduced a brand new segment of his show where he will discuss all the horrible things Trump probably would have said and tweeted had he not been kicked off of Twitter. Okay, that is your first headline.
Okay.
You have three questions if you choose to use them.
Well, so you've got to give me the other two. And then I've got three questions per each.
Okay, well, I figured if you wanted to break it up to ask your questions before I read you the next one, so you're not getting confused.
Well, I've got three questions per story.
Right. So you can answer three about this one, and then we'll move on to the next one, but holding your decision until you've heard all three.
Well, go ahead and read me off to the next one.
Okay, so you want to do it that way.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fine. Because this is our first time, so we're just trying it out. You know, we may get more, the logistics may get better over time. Okay, story two. Scandal after high school video of Mike Pence, Dirty Dancing, surfaces. A teary-eyed Mike Pence apologizes to the nation Monday after a high school video of the VP dancing enthusiastically surfaced and made rounds on social media.
Well, who did this?
Mike Pence.
No. Who published that?
That is a news story.
Who published it?
CNN. All stories come from CNN.
Oh, fuck.
All news stories, I'm going to tell you, came from CNN.
That may not be the case,
but that's what I'm telling you. Okay? So let me read on a little bit so you get a little... I can't believe I've ever behaved like this, Pence said, in a video posted on Twitter. I was young, dumb, and wild. I probably overindulged in some root beer on the day in question. As well, he added, visibly disgusted in himself. His addiction has been well documented, but his scandalous dabbling in disco hadn't been revealed until today. And there you go. The video shows a teenage Mike Pence dancing vigorously and dirty in a disco style shirt, halfway unbuttoned, seemingly thoroughly enjoying himself with the opposite sex.
Okay, and for the next one, for the last story, we have...
Okay. All right. This one is also from CNN.
Before you start, just what fucking baffles me is...
I've got some good ones. I've got...
What fucking baffles me is the
you can't just say, okay, that's automatically fake. You know what I'm saying?
I
really worked on it that it could go.
I've got my questions, but the probability that either one of those is true is quite high. All right, and so for this last story,
okay. You know, this one's fitting because, you know, graduation's coming up, yearbooks are coming out. CNN report. Parents and students angered after 80 yearbook photos of a female student are altered to mask their cleavage. The story continues to say, flipping open a yearbook for the first time is normally a moment full of excitement. But one high school in question... Some students were left in shock after seeing that their yearbook portraits had been altered to cover up their chest. According to the school administrator, they were outside of dress code, and therefore they took it upon themselves to edit the yearbook instead of having everyone come back in to retake pictures in appropriate attire. Some students were outraged at this executive decision. There were over 80 photos of female students that were altered in the yearbook. This happened on Monday, saying one of the girls says she believes the outfit had met the district's dress codes. However, the girl's top must cover the entire shoulder, and they must be modest and not revealing or distracting. That is your third and final story.
Okay.
Okay. Now you have to ask me, and you got to tell me which story you're asking your question on.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Okay. So I know.
So let's get into it. I wish we were live, And that way the listeners could chime in.
Oh, that would be perfect. And that would be awesome. We might do that later on, but
if we grow an audience, Yeah.
Well, that helps.
So word of mouth. We're getting there, helps. Motherfuckers.
We're getting there, Trace. always a good time to do a Trace. All right, you ready? I can reread them.
No, I got them. For that last story.
Okay.
How were they editing the pictures?
I could show you a picture, but it would be hard to. But okay, visualize a girl with a rounded top, and you see the cleavage.
I'm always there.
Okay, so what the school did was come back, and instead of a rounded top, they put a black bar and matched the girl's shirt, but put it above the cleavage.
What?
You can still see all everything else. There's a lot of neckline there. You know, nothing else was changed. You know, but there's a black bar that matches her dress or her top that covered up to the appropriate dress code standard.
Now, so here's my problem with that story. So I feel like I don't have many questions for that one. But here's my problem with it is I would just assume that the people who work at the school would turn them around and send them back home or something like that, you know?
Well, they would never, according to the article, they were never addressed during the photo shoot that this was a problem. Or that they would have to alter the photos prior to production or publishing.
This one seems the most likely to me. You know, that's what's kind of tricky about it.
And that may be the whole reason why that is the story that you're hearing right now. I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. You know, ask your questions, then go with your gut.
For the second story, the Mike Pence story.
Okay, that one's awesome.
I have a great question for that story.
Okay, shoot.
How old is Mike Pence?
Mike Pence now or then?
Now.
Oh, well, I would say he's well into his 60s.
I would say his 60s.
Think about the disco era. That's 70s.
And people don't have iPhones. Taking video.
It says a video. It doesn't say how the video was captured, but it said a video. Now, there was video back in the 70s.
I would like to think I'd have heard Crowder. It was a giant
Fox News shoulder mounts. You know, you remember those.
Yeah.
But it could have been, you know.
I would just like to think that I would have heard Crowder talking about that or something.
It just surfaced this week on Monday. According to the article, it just surfaced on Monday. And Mike Pence came out, and here's what's weird. You know how he's making all these trips to all these primary states and doing it, and now he had to kind of put that on hold, I guess, to address this. You know, it's pretty funny. I mean, the picture I'm looking at, dude,
the first story.
Okay.
The fake Trump tweets. What Trump would have probably have already tweeted had he still be a president.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing with that. They're running out of stuff to talk about that their base wants to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is very plausible. This is CNN we're talking about, okay?
All right, so...
Whether, you know...
Real quick, so I'm going to eliminate one.
You don't want to ask the question to just make sure?
Well, I mean, am I going to ask? Is it real or fake?
No, I mean, but you could... I mean, you got three.
Well, there's one I want to eliminate.
Okay.
And that is, I want to eliminate Mike Pence caught on video disco dancing.
Man, you were so... And you're right!
You that one's right, fake. Jay. That one's fake.
That one is absolutely fake. I got it off of Babylon Bee.
Okay.
Shout out to Babylon Bee.
All right.
One was fake.
Oh, my God, dude. We made this game up, but it's so fucking intense. All right. Okay.
Okay. So you are. Hold on. Let me do a recap. Now you are choosing. Now you have eliminated the Mike Pence story. That was absolutely fake. There is no reason for fact checking. It was phony. Nothing in that story was true. I even added more bullshit to it to make it funnier. Okay. But now Jake has a decision.
Yes.
Is CNN making up Trump tweets to have something to argue about, or are 80 students home crying because their yearbook photos got edited to cover up their boobies?
Wow.
So,
wow. Both are so plausible. Oh, my they God. Are.
They absolutely are. I could read you a few things from the Trump tweet if you would like.
Oh, please. Okay. We all want to hear what Trump would have tweeted.
As Americans, it's important for us to remember just how bad and how mean and how divorced from the facts, how much of a stinky poo-poo head Mr. Trump really was. Said Stelter. We hope this new segment covering Trump's hypothetical tweets will help viewers remember how we literally saved democracy by electing Biden. Now, can you all right, Brian Stelter. He said worse shit than this before.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the moon shit.
Yeah, he said worse shit than that last week. Holy shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so now. Your choice to, if you want to go with the first story, or do you want to ask another question on the last story?
Well, wait. I thought you were going to give us some of Trump's tweets.
Well, okay. Here's one. This is the one that's on the picture. Very sad loser. President Biden said he cured the virus, but that was all me. Very low ratings. Pathetic.
By the way, if Trump tweeted that, I'd be like, fuck yeah! Fuck you, Biden! You fucking idiot! Well,
it's right. It looks like... I mean, I know you can Photoshop that text very easily.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, it looks... I can see him saying that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can see him saying, suck my balls. You're a loser. I was big league.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can see him saying that 100%.
Huge.
That's the only one that they have up here. But let me see if there's some more written in the text.
Oh, that'd be great.
Some of the hypothetical Trump tweets discussed on the first show will include gems like, many fine people, including our African Americans and our Latino community.
Wait, Angel. Oh shit! You lagged up right there. Fuck.
Okay, let me read it again. Many fine people, including our African Americans and our Latino community, have received the vaccine. You're welcome. Enjoy. Let's see. Biden doesn't seem to care about all the illegals, like he said. Too bad. Should have listened to the experts. Joe, me, in parentheses, me. Okay. Trump responded to the new CNN segment saying, so sad, little Stelter at CNN can't get along without me. Want me back, Brian? 2024.
Oh, shit.
Man.
I can definitely see him tweeting all of those, though.
You're in a bit of a pickle because these two stories are just as easily false as they are
legitimate.
Yeah. Okay, so I understand your dilemma at the moment.
So as fun as a bit that was, CNN is really busy making Israel look bad, or trying to at least.
Okay. Think about it. Don't rush. But
dude, I just can't see a school hiring these photo ed. I mean, I don't know what the fuck goes on, but But it's that's so CNN.
Well, both of them are CNN right now.
Okay.
Okay, so,
shit.
So I don't know how to help you other than this. I could give you more on the yearbook one if you would like.
No,
because I do have.
What do you got?
Let's see. One of the parents said, I know she's worn this outfit 100 times at school because it's like her go-to outfit. Her mother, Steph blank blank, told CNN on Monday, saying she believes the outfit had met the district's dress code. And let's see, then the high school website has a disclaimer saying that if a student's portrait in the yearbook did not match the district student's dress code of conduct, they may be digitally altered or adjusted.
So I've got a question with, and this will probably be my second question on this story. With all of the students being upset, did the school go back and fix it?
According to the story, they did not.
Okay.
Because
I don't know how that helps me.
Because of the disclaimer, the school was within their right to alter the picture to bring the outfit within the dress code. According to that disclaimer. So.
Okay. So.
I got you, motherfucker.
All right, I'm going to have to take a stab in the dark.
Okay, you got a few more questions on that. You got one more question on that one, and I think you got one more question on the Trump tweets. So, I mean, don't leave anything on the field.
When did the Trump tweets come out? The fake Trump tweets.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back.
When did that article come out?
This happened on April 21st, 2021.
Oh, fuck, that makes it worse. Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
You got to say, it's this story and why. Why are you saying this story? Don't just say this story. You got to tell me why you think it's fake or why you think it's real.
I think, fuck. Fuck, dude. Yes. This is good. Yes. This is good.
Yes. And if you're listening at home right now, or when you finally do listen to this, feel free to put some comments down what you thought it was. And we'll,
I think the story about the school book is the real one because, and don't reveal it yet. I think that's the real story. I think that sounds the most plausible. I would just think they'd have something better else to talk about over at CNN than just hypothetical bullshit, than hypothetical low.
Well, okay, look comedy. At what you already know. Look at what you already know about CNN.
Yeah.
They pushed a false narrative of Russian collusion for 4 years.
I knew I was fucked. I knew I was fucked when you were going to tell me all these stories, quote unquote, came from CNN. That's how I knew I was already fucked.
Yeah. I won't go give you no softballs. I mean, I won't go give you the easy way out. If I told you one of them was Fox News, you would immediately said, okay, the real one's from Fox News.
If you would have said, no, well, if you would have said fake AOC tweets from Fox News, I'd have been like, oh, that's, they have better shit to do. That one's fake.
Yeah.
You know.
But honestly, go to Fox News and scroll down a little bit further than what you normally do.
You got Tucker Carlson talking about aliens.
Yeah, they're there. Well, hey. We don't know that. We don't need to be running our mouth. We don't know. Look, shit could be real. Let's err on the side of caution and welcome anyone to not. Please don't kill me. I don't want to be vaporized.
Look, aliens come down to visit us, I will welcome them with open arms and open trace. All right. They will know you're frozen. You're frozen, but a trace on screen. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So you are going to go with the yearbook story
is
of
the
alterations
one.
Of the photos.
Yeah.
And you're going to dismiss the CNN Trump hypothetical tweets.
Yeah.
See, I love how they say hypothetical tweets instead of just saying, we want to make up some bullshit and tell you what we thought about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love how they twist that word. Which, by the way,
would be completely fine if you didn't advertise yourself as a trustworthy news source.
But it would be absolutely par of the course, my friend.
Yeah.
It would be par of the course for our favorite dumbass network, CNN. Okay. So you're going to say yearbook for real.
Yes.
Hypothetical Trump tweets. Phony,
yeah.
Okay, before I answer that.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You fucking son of a bitch.
I would like to talk about something else. No, I would just say, okay, so were you right in picking the yearbook story?
I'm going to add in.
Congratulations, Jake.
Yes!
You won the
first. Yes!
That story is true. It was on CNN. It happened in Florida.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting
really?
For you. Yes, it was in a high school in Florida. I was waiting for you. Now, all right, let me just tell you this. There's a lot of Christian schools and a lot of Christian colleges in Florida. My wife went to Pensacola. There's a lot of that out there. And they do have very strict dress codes. Okay? Certain days you have to wear a dress. Certain days you have to wear a suit and tie.
Really?
It's very strict. Oh, yeah. It's very strict. So that is absolutely true. They did alter 80 different photos of female students to put the yearbook out under their guidelines of dress code. However, the Trump hypothetical tweets was absolute malarkey, just as dumb and false as the Russian dossier.
That was rough, okay? Dude. That was rough.
So, none of those tweets were real. None of that story was real. That was also a phony story. No need to fact check any of that because it was make believe. But that was fun.
You did
very well. Considering how I really tried to trip you up.
Yeah.
Putting them so close together. And I worked on this for a couple of days, bro. And I would just be sitting there trying to, you know, make it just as so close, you know, as a story.
Yeah.
Because I put you an outlier in there. Of course, the Mike Pence one was funny, but of course, I don't think Mike Pence ever.
There was never any fucking video cameras.
Mike Pence has never been to a dance. He's like Footloose, dude.
Yeah.
He does not believe in that shit. Okay? Oh, he's just as square as they come. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in those lingo days. But I can honestly say with a straight face, I would not put it past CNN to do some bullshit like that.
Oh,
or
no, no,
they
no.
haven't already yeah. done some shit like that.
For all we know, that story is true.
That may have been a true story I found on a fake website.
Yeah.
And they accidentally ran into some truth. You know what I'm saying? But that was fun. You know, I enjoyed that. I can't wait for the roles to be reversed. I can't wait to do that. And we don't have to rush into it because it's not that easy. It's not as easy as it looks.
I will say, if you want to see the roles reversed and you want to eventually see us play this game again, you would have to, of course, subscribe.
And like. And watch.
And share us around.
Fucking American.
Follow us on everything. YouTube, fucking Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Google Podcasts, Spotify.
We're available everywhere. Fucking watch us at home. Listen to us in the car.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Remember why we have the next Monday off. Later.